Love and joy to you, dear heart dwellers. Father Ezekiel had an experience he would like to share with all of you. As most of you know, Ezekiel has committed to the Lord to be a victim soul, suffering for the salvation of others all around the world. Father Ezekiel began, "I was beginning to ramp up in pain, and once I'm in it, I'm not real sure what it's going to be about. My first thought was I'm suffering for the nation. And then it started to get more and more intense. We're talking full-blown, really, really suffering. I knew this was the Lord. I felt like I was dying. I'm in the throes and depths of it, really needing some strength. So I called for Brother David, one of our younger priests, and asked him to come anoint me with oil and give me an absolution, almost like last rites. I then saw a young boy in a bedroom. It's dark. He's alone and scared. Then suddenly I found myself in a prison, looking at an older man in his 70s, and he was dying. I would like all of our priests to understand how powerful the sacraments truly are and how God's mercy works in and through them. So I told Brother David the man was dying, and on the spur of the moment, I said, 'Brother, you go in the spirit to this man. You anoint him. You give him communion.' Right then I could see it all. And David had no hesitation whatsoever. It was beautiful the way he took care of this man. And we know that our high priest, Lord Jesus, makes intercession for us before the throne of God. He doesn't need us, but the Lord leaves us a space to cooperate with him and work with him. There was a plea bargain for this man in prison. He should have been executed because he was responsible for the deaths of many, many people. This whole experience was strange because it started out with the little boy in the room. The little boy and the man were the same person. The Lord went back some 60 years to when this man was a boy, afraid in his dark room, alone, neglected, and probably abused. The Lord took the man back to when he was a child, because that was the point of origin that set the direction for his life that had a terrible impact on him, although this man was brilliant. The Lord picked up the little boy off his bed and just held him in his arms. And then flash forward 60 years in real time to the man in prison. Brother David was anointing me where my senses are, because that is where sin can enter, through our sight, ears, eyes, mouth, heart, mind. And if the priest has time, he will help the person walk through repentance. Did they watch something they shouldn't have viewed? Did they say something they shouldn't have said? Or by omission, not say something they should have said? I have never been anointed in such a way that I really felt like I was someone else, like I was standing in proxy for the man in prison. My heart, soul, spirit, minds, hands, feet, and even my side was anointed in honor of our Lord's crucifixion. We were determined to convey to the man in prison the Lord's merciful forgiveness, that the Lord would forgive this man of his sins, not just what put him in prison, but all of his sins. You see, that could have been any one of us, and we are all saved by his grace. Brother David absolved him of all his sins and the damages caused to others by them, like a life confession. I could see Jesus out of the corner of my eye, and when David gave this man what was probably his first communion, receiving the Lord's body and blood, his true, real presence, the moment that man received the Lord's body, Jesus immediately steps in and swept that man up and into his loving arms. He held him to his heart and held him and held him, just like when he was a little boy. His body was in that prison bed, but his soul was resplendent with young, childlike, pure, clean innocence. It reminded me of how the Lord makes all things new. It was probably one of the most beautiful situations I have found myself in. It was amazing the way Holy Spirit took over and worked through this young priest, as if he knew exactly what he was doing. Brother David was very compassionate and spent quality time with this man. It's incredible when Jesus runs to a soul to give them that last chance of repentance. I'm not sure how it all works, but some of you have brothers, sisters, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, who you are not sure if they made it to heaven or not. After 2 years of experiencing this kind of thing, all I know is the depths of the Lord's mercy, compassion, and gentleness is far, far above and beyond our comprehension. We could never imagine. So if you have lost relatives or friends, you just never know. It's the place where God and the soul meet. It's sacrosanct. Nobody can or should interrupt and try to step into that place where it's just God and that soul. Whew. I'm blown away. For the Lord to go back 60 plus years and heal this man as a child. First to heal the traumatic injuries in his little heart and mind. And then fast forward 60-some years, and the man is dying. And I don't want to say unrepentant. I think the man never knew. He just didn't know. The man was afraid, and he was dying. And the Lord, in his unlimited, merciful love, healed him and took him to his heart. I wish you all could see what I saw. If only I had an 8x10 glossy to show you. But it would probably fry the camera lens because of God's glory and brilliance. Everything was so bright in the prison cell. And here is an old man dying in his bed, and it was washed with a beautiful heavenly light which flooded the entire cell. Jesus stepped through the light and lifted that man and held him so tenderly, exactly the way he had held him as a child. The corpse was on the bed, but the man was young, free, ecstatically happy, and profoundly grateful, and could not believe that after all that time and all those years and the many crimes, he was overwhelmed that the Lord could still forgive him and hold him lovingly as a mother would cradle her child. By the grace of God, we have another priest that goes all over the world now when someone is sick or dying, sitting by their bed, singing to them, and holding their hand. This is in the spirit, but it feels so very real. Our spirit and soul are really who we are. These earthly tents will fall away, and we will get a new glorified body. I could not have written this better if it were a screenplay. What a moving moment, and it made such an impact on Brother David. God is so good, and He is ever faithful. And that was the end of Ezekiel's message. Let us all cleave to our Lord Jesus. May God bless you abundantly, dear family.